Well, let's take a look at how the Aussie market's performing after a couple of hours of trade on Thursday. We've actually got the ASX 200 down very heavily today by about 1.8%. Now, technically, this is actually the first decline for our market in five trading days, but we've got to keep in mind that the four-day winning streak we're just coming off, it was very modest overall. In fact, gains of just 0.5% for the share market since last Thursday. So today's decline of 1.8% smartly wipes that out. Now, over the past week or so, it's been quite clear that the market was lacking some of that momentum that drove it higher for a number of weeks starting in late March, and the ASX 200 now is well below 5,900 points. Now, what's not helping this morning at least has been the fact that the US market provided a very negative lead last night. It was actually down by 2.7%. Now, the US recorded its largest one-day increase in coronavirus cases. Seven states actually reported record increases over the past 24 hours alone. And what that could do is put the brakes on the reopening process for at least some states. Secondly, the International Monetary Fund, which is one of the more respected forecasters of global growth, came out with its latest forecast last night, and it was a significant downgrade as expected. In fact, now is expecting a 4.9% contraction in the global economy in 2020. 2 months ago, it was forecasting a 3% decline. It also said that Australia should fall back by about 4.5% over the year as well. Now, I'd blame this on a few things, but one of them is the social distancing, of course, which continues, and that's the sort of thing that can hurt demand for an extended period. It still is expecting a rebound in 2021, not quite as strong as the forecast provided a couple of months ago, but this also assumes that countries don't reimpose their lockdowns, and also continued support for quite some time from central banks as well. And thirdly, there was also news that the US was weighing up whether or not to impose some tariffs on the UK, on parts of the European Union as well. And anytime there's discussion of tariffs, if it's between the US and China or the US and other nations, that tends to hurt markets as well. Now, across the market today, it's a sea of red. We've only got one sector improving, that's the healthcare sector, and it's largely being driven by just a couple of stocks in that sector rather than it being something enjoyed by a number of different companies. 11 of 12 sectors are in negative territory. The banks, energy stocks, miners, property companies, consumer discretionaries are certainly some of the worst performers. As far as company news goes, the one company receiving the most attention today is Qantas, which has entered a trading halt. It made some major announcements early this morning. Now, it unveiled a 3-year strategy where it's going to try and cut costs by about $15 billion. That's going to include the grounding of about 100 aircraft for up to 12 months, and said that could be even longer for some. At least 6,000 job cuts, and is going to continue to stand down 15,000 employees as well, particularly those working on international routes. It also is going to raise $1.9 billion, or that's the plan from the market as well, and that's why it's in a halt at the moment. It does expect to break even or produce a very small profit for the year, but keep in mind that's largely being carried by a very strong first half where it generated profits of about $770 million. And finally, it's decided to also revoke its interim dividend. Now, a few months ago, on the 19th of March, it actually deferred that dividend because of the uncertainty with COVID-19, but now it has scrapped that altogether. Now, so Qantas shares obviously in a halt, so we don't know how its shares are going to react to all this, but other stocks are certainly coming under pressure in that space. So Sydney Airport, Flight Centre, Webjet, Air New Zealand and Crown are all down heavily. CSL is the main driver of the healthcare sector, one of the main reasons why it is improving. It's up 1%. It said today it's going to make an upfront payment of $450 million to a Dutch company called Unicure, and that's basically to secure exclusive rights to commercialise a haemophilia B treatment. CSL is hopeful that this could be one of the first viable long-term treatments for people suffering from that condition. Hutchison, one of the best in the telco space, it's up about 3%. Now, this comes a day after TPG shareholders voted in favour of the $15 billion merger between Vodafone Hutchison Australia and also TPG. Hutchison owns 50% of Vodafone's business here in Australia. Also, Redbubble is a standout, a smaller company, but it's up about 30%, up 77% year to date, actually. And this is an online marketplace for independent artists, and it's received some strong interest online. In fact, it's had a revenue lifting 107% over the 3 months to the 22nd of June. And finally, Accent Group is up 11%. Now, this is the company that owns footwear chains like The Athlete's Foot and Hype. And today, the company said it expects profits to lift about 10% on last year. The Aussie dollar finally currently sitting at around 68.7 US.